Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy has a new Republican opponent. State Senator Blake Miguez from the New Iberia area announced that he will enter the 2026 Republican Senate primary in an attempt to deny Senator Cassidy renomination. Senator Cassidy is one of the Republicans who voted to impeach President Trump in 2020, and already in the race is State Treasurer John Fleming. The Louisiana governor and legislature changed the state election law. For federal races, the jungle primary system is eschewed and a partisan structure reimposed. The change will likely play to Cassidy's detriment. Therefore, this primary challenge is more serious because the senator must now stand for a Republican primary on April 18, 2026, with a runoff election on May 30th, if no candidate secures majority support on the first vote. This will clearly be a race to watch early next year. Here is an oddity. Two Republicans, former New York Congressman Chris Collins and ex-Illinois State Senator Jim Oberweis, have each announced their intention to run for Congress in Florida. Others, likely from Florida, are expected to also become candidates. The state's 19th district is safely Republican, so the eventual GOP nominee will be a lock to win the general election. Incumbent Representative Byron Donalds is running for governor. In Iowa, Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks, who first won her congressional seat by just a 6-vote margin in 2020 and was re-elected last November with only a 799-vote spread, looks to face another difficult campaign in 2026. Former State Representative Christina Bohannon, who held the congresswoman to her close 2024 win, announced she will return for a third congressional run. Expect another highly competitive Eastern Iowa congressional election next year. Turning to Missouri, retired St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright, who won 200 games over a 19-year career, says he will not challenge Republican U.S. Representative Ann Wagner next year. Democratic leaders were trying to recruit the former St. Louis star player to run for office, but such will not happen in 2026. A pair of 2025 gubernatorial polls were released after electorates in both states nominated their candidates. In New Jersey, the national research firm finds Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill leading Republican Jack Cittarelli by a surprisingly close 45-42% margin. In Virginia, the Coefficient polling organization posts former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger ahead of GOP Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, 46-43%. Colorado Democratic U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, who is running for governor, released a poll during the week that posts him to a large lead over his main Democratic primary competitor, Attorney General Phil Weiser. The Global Strategy Group finds Senator Bennett leading Mr. Weiser 53-22%. The senator is a heavy favorite for both the Democratic nomination and to succeed term-limited Governor Jared Polis in the 2026 general election. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.